Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and we're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing this week, Never Offended, looking at one verse found in Psalm 119, 165, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. This week, we've been looking at that amazing promise that nothing will offend us. If we love God's law, that's the condition. What is offense, difficulty, discomfort, injury, dislike, anger, vexation, hurt feelings, resentment, we can all relate to offense. But if we love God's law, that promises we would never, nothing, past, present, future, will offend us. And we've been looking at what it means to love the law of the Lord. And you can say, well, this is fine. This is great. We are to love God's law. And if we do, then all the bad things that happen to us, the unpleasant things, why we won't be offended. Well, first of all, we have to understand that is a promise. There is a condition, and we won't be offended if we can come to that place in the Spirit of God where we know that our lives, everything that pertains to us, is in God's hands. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, what about, you know, things aren't right, things aren't fair. Now, do we have to be concerned about that? Well, I'm glad you're concerned. I'm glad you asked that question, if you will, because I want to share with you that we can leave all the offenses that come to us, against us, in the hands of the Lord. He is the righteous judge of the whole earth. And whatever has hurt you, offended you, He is going to right your cause. Vengeance is His. He will repay. The Word of God tells us that every man is going to reap what he sows. He will punish evil and wickedness, and He'll reward all your efforts, all that you've done in His name, when your praise will be not of men, but of the Lord. And what I'd like to do is take a little bit of time to look at a classic example of offense, of evil, and how God dealt with it. And to do so, we're going to look at the life of David, who was a type of Christ and beloved of the Lord, a man after God's own heart. And I'd like to share just a brief few verses out of 2 Samuel, the 16th chapter. At this point in David's life, he was fleeing from Jerusalem because of his son Absalom, who had declared himself king. And in verse 5 of chapter 16, it says, when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. And he came forth and cursed still as he came. He was cursing the king. And he cast stones at David and all the servants of King David and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on the left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. He was calling him a murderer. The Lord, and he's justifying what he's saying, the Lord has returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. And of course, the next verse says, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, and said to the king, why should this take place? Let me just strike him. And he said, no, don't do it. So he was cursing David. That was a very serious thing. But as we see what he did, David, his response was, no, don't do anything. Just leave it alone. It said he cast stones at David and at all of the servants in King David and all the people and all the mighty men. And then he goes on. Of course, we know David is restored to his kingdom. He is again placed in his rightful place of authority. And a good deal of time has passed. And I'd like to go to 1 Kings, the second chapter. And at this point, David is nearing the very end of his life. He's giving final counsel, advice to his son Solomon, who is reigning, or his son that was God ordained to be the king after David. And in verse 8 of that second chapter, David says, "And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera." This is the same character, okay? "Which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. And he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword." He promised him that. But he says to Solomon, "Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood." Verse 10, so David slept with his fathers. Then in verse 36, when Solomon is on the throne, it says, "He sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, Build thee an house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head." And of course, Solomon is extending grace in spite of the offense he had given to his father David. "And Shimei said unto the king, The saying is good, as my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do." So he agrees, and he says it's a good saying, and it's fair, and it's just. "And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, the son of Maacah, the king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Behold, thy servant be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, Did I not make thee to swear by the Lord? And protested unto thee, saying, Know for a certain on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidest unto me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? And the king said moreover to Shimei, Thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. You see, he hadn't really had a change of character. He didn't even keep his own word. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. And the king commanded Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that Shimei, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. So I took this example from Scripture just to show that even in the natural, if you will, wickedness can be dealt with even in this life. The Lord can deal with those who are transgress the law of the Lord. He will punish evil and wickedness, and whatever has offended you, God will judge. He is the righteous judge of the whole earth. He will right your cause. Vengeance is his, and every man is going to reap what he sows. So we can take comfort that no matter how you've been wrong, no matter how you've been offended, God has seen it all. He knows what perhaps no one else knows. He knows your inner thoughts and the hurts and the feelings that you've experienced, and also he knows just how to deal with that person. It might not be immediate, but remember, vengeance is the Lord's. He will repay. So not only, according to this passage I've shared in Psalm 119, those who love the law of the Lord shall never be offended, not only are we not to get offended on a personal level in our individual lives and situations, but even on the level of the larger world and environment that we live in. This is our Father's world. And the gospel is not just that Jesus saves, but that the King is coming back to reclaim what is His. He is the creator of this world. And so much of Christianity has been offended by the evil of this present world system. Now, the world and that which reflects servitude to the god of this world, which is the devil, is diametrically opposed to the things of God. But this same scripture, this same principle, can operate on a larger level, because even though there is much evil in the world, Jesus said to overcome evil with good. And we have to understand that we don't have to be reactive against the things of this world. We simply have to live for God and love His law. You know, I actually knew a Christian lady. She loved God. She was very sweet. But she would actually walk on the other side of the street so she didn't have to pass by a tavern. Well, obviously, someone that is of that disposition is not likely to minister to someone who frequents a tavern, right? So it's a matter of conscience. What is not of the Word, we have to ask God to give us His thoughts, His minds, His response. Whatever is not of faith is sin. We are able ministers of God's covenant, and we need to be filled with His Word and filled with His Spirit. That is God's plan for us. Well, my time has flown, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and the announcer will give you our contact information. I do invite you to send your prayer needs. You may email them to me if you would like that convenience, or if you choose to write, know that I'll personally read, pray, and answer your letter and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Thank you for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,